Have you ever considered how a simple block of ice might reshape America's political landscape? Or how a swinging church lamp would eventually enable your GPS navigation? These seemingly implausible connections reveal the fascinating web of cause and effect that Stephen Johnson calls the hummingbird effect, when innovation in one field triggers transformations in completely unrelated domains. Unlike the chaotic butterfly effect, these connections follow intelligible patterns that reveal the hidden architecture of progress. Consider Gutenberg's printing press. Its immediate impact on literacy is well documented. But who could have predicted it would create unprecedented demand for reading glasses? This surge in spectacle production led to experimentation with lenses, enabling the invention of microscopes, which ultimately revealed cellular biology and transformed our understanding of life itself. These cascading effects weren't planned by any visionary. They emerged organically as innovations collided with human needs and curiosity. The story challenges our romantic notion of lone geniuses having eureka moments. Instead, innovation typically emerges from networks of people, building upon each other's ideas, often working with similar concepts simultaneously. The most innovative minds throughout history share a common trait. They work at the boundaries between disciplines. Consider Ada Lovelace, who collaborated with Charles Babbage on his analytical engine in the 1840s. While Babbage focused on calculations, Lovelace's unique position between mathematics and romantic poetry allowed her to envision the computer as a creative machine capable of producing music and art, concepts that wouldn't be realized for another century. These boundary crossers remind us that while working within established disciplines enables incremental progress, true leaps often require crossing borders. As Steve Jobs demonstrated, creative breakthroughs often come from stumbling into new experiences and maintaining the lightness of being a beginner. Yet there's irony in Jobs' advice to follow your heart. The history of innovation shows that challenging your intuitions and exploring uncharted terrain is more valuable than remaining comfortable in your identity. 26 million years ago, Libyan desert sand melted into glass, a substance between solid and liquid states. In 1291, Venice relocated glassmakers to Murano Island, inadvertently creating history's first innovation hub. Glass's revolutionary impact came from silicon dioxide's light-transmitting properties. 12th-century monks' use of curved glass for magnification led to spectacles, microscopes, and telescopes, revealing worlds from microscopic to celestial. Murano's mirrors transformed society by emphasizing individual identity. Frederick Tudor pioneered the ice trade in 1834, shipping New England lake ice to Rio de Janeiro. Despite initial mockery, his venture succeeded globally, with ice delivery becoming standard in most New York homes by 1860. Ice transformed food preservation through innovations like Swift's refrigerated rail cars, mechanical refrigeration, and flash freezing. Willis Carrier's air conditioning enabled massive population shifts to America's Sun Belt, reshaping the nation's electoral landscape through the growth of southern states. Our relationship with sound dates back 30,000 years, evidenced by cave paintings located in acoustically resonant caverns. While visual technologies advanced during the Renaissance, sound recording remained elusive until modern times. Early pioneers often misread their invention's destinies. Bell saw telephones as music transmitters. Edison imagined phonographs for audio letters. The true breakthrough came with World War II's SigSiLe system by Bell Labs and Turing, which first digitized speech, launching the digital age. Earth's most visible change from space is artificial light spread, now 6,000 times brighter than 150 years ago. This revolution progressed from spermaceti candles to kerosene lamps, dramatically transforming nighttime activities. Light's accessibility tells an economic tale. An hour's wages bought 10 minutes of light in 1800, 3 hours by 1880, and 300 days today. Edison's key contribution wasn't just the light bulb, but the team-based R&D model. Our mastery of artificial light continues advancing from whale oil toward nuclear fusion, essentially recreating the sun's power. In 1850 Chicago, gutters overflowed with filth. While we marvel at modern technology, clean tap water remains our greatest urban achievement. Just 150 years ago, waterborne diseases were the leading cause of urban deaths, claiming more Victorian lives than violent crime. The medical establishment's rejection of germ theory seems incomprehensible today. Ignaz Semmelweis faced mockery for promoting hand washing despite its proven benefits. This exemplifies the stark contrast with 19th century thinking, when bathing was considered dangerous. Elizabeth I bathed monthly, Louis XIII not until age 7. John Leal's unauthorized chlorination of Jersey City's water supply proved transformative. Between 1900 to 1930, chlorination reduced total mortality by 43% and infant mortality by 74%, making child death rare in developed nations. This health revolution created an $80 billion hygiene industry and enabled massive urban growth. While pre-1800 cities couldn't exceed 2 million residents, solving water and waste issues allowed cities like London and New York to reach 10 million inhabitants with far lower disease rates than their Victorian predecessors. In October 1967, the General Conference on Weights and Measures redefined the second based on atomic vibrations rather than Earth's rotation. This marked a dramatic shift from millennia of tracking time through celestial movements. The journey began with Galileo's observation of a swaying altar lamp in Pisa's Duomo, leading to his discovery of the pendulum's consistent timing, revolutionary when mechanical clocks lost 20 minutes daily. In his era, precise timekeeping seemed unnecessary in a world without rigid schedules. The pendulum clock became crucial to industrialization, transforming time from task-based measurements to abstract units. Industrialists like Josiah Wedgwood introduced clocking in to synchronize workers with mechanical production, turning time into a commodity to be spent. Time measurement evolved through increasingly precise natural phenomena, from pendulums to quartz crystals to cesium atoms. Modern atomic clocks, accurate to within 1 second over 100 million years, now power essential systems like GPS navigation, global telecommunications, and financial markets, all requiring precise synchronization through atomic clocks in orbiting satellites. Transformative technologies like glass, refrigeration, timekeeping, and illumination didn't just change daily life, they altered how we perceive reality. These innovations emerged through interconnected networks of developments building upon each other. The printing press enabled spectacles, leading to microscopes. Ice preservation sparked population shifts that transformed politics. Digital sound recording laid foundations for all digital media. Innovation often triggers unexpected transformations across domains. Frederick Tudor's ice trade between New England and tropical regions inadvertently influenced America's electoral landscape through enabling sunbelt migration. Edward Leon Scott's application of printing techniques to sound waves became the ancestor of today's digital revolution. History shows that breakthrough innovations typically emerge not from specialists, but from diverse perspectives converging on problems. Edison's light bulb came from a cross-disciplinary R&D team, while the digital revolution began with wartime collaboration between mathematicians, engineers, and cryptographers. The most revolutionary advances happen when we venture beyond expertise boundaries and view familiar challenges through new lenses. By crossing disciplines and challenging established thinking, innovations create ripple effects that connect seemingly unrelated fields into an expanding web of progress.